Gonna give God some praise today. First Kings chapter 20. I'm going to read into your hearing several verses beginning in that 23rd verse and then commencing at the 30th verse. First Kings chapter 20, verses 23 through 30. It reads accordingly as it is rendered in the New King James Version. Then the servants of the king of Syria said to him, "Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But if we fight against them in the plain, surely we will be stronger than they. So do this thing. Dismiss the kings, each from his position, and put captains in their places. And you shall muster up an army like the army that you have lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot. Then we will fight against them in the plain. Surely that we will be stronger than they." And he listened to their voice and did so. So it was in the spring of the year that Ben-Hadad mustered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were mustered and given provisions, and they went against them. Now the children of Israel encamped before them like two little flocks of goats, while the Syrians filled the countryside. Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys,' therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." And they encamped opposite each of them, each other, for 7 days. So it was that on the 7th day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000 foot soldiers of the Syrians in 1 day. But the rest fled to Aphek into the city. Then a wall fell on 27,000 of the men who were left. That is the word of God for the people of God. But I would that you shine a sermonic spotlight on verse 28. It simply says, "Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, 'Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.'" For the next little while, spirit willing and pews praying, I want to try to preach from this subject. I promise you, if you pray, that scripture reading might be longer than this sermon. But I want to talk about surviving a valley situation. That's all I want to try to encourage your hearts with. Surviving a valley situation. I raise this rhetorical question. Have you ever felt like you were closed in with nowhere to go, no one to whom to turn? You were at the lowest point you've ever been, and down to your last. And it seemed as if the walls were closing in on you. In times like these, the Lord told me to tell you, you're in a valley situation. When we feel lost and all alone, out of options, helpless and almost hopeless, and with seemingly only one prayer left, we're in a valley situation, and God seems to be nowhere. People have even told us that God does not care. that God is not there anymore, that he has forsaken us and left us all alone to figure it out and to deal with it on our own. It's in times like these when you're in a valley situation. But beloved, what God wants us to know today is that he is still right there, even in the valley. And as a matter of fact, when things seem to be at their worst, oh, how many know that's when God is at his best? For truth is, sometimes we've got to find ourselves in a valley situation in order to find out how awesome, accessible, and able our God really is. Oh, praise his holy name. That's what King Ahab, the king of Israel, found out in this text before us this morning. In this 20th chapter of 1 Kings, Ahab and the children of Israel find themselves in a valley situation. They are outnumbered and being plotted against by the enemy while down in a valley in the city of Aphek. The king of the Syrians, Ben-Hadad, felt that as long as the children of Israel were down in the valley, that they had a decided advantage against them and could overtake them easier than if they were on the hills, as they were in previous verses. His servant said to him in verse 23, "The children of Israel's gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they are stronger than us. But let us fight against them in the plain, in the valley, and surely we shall be stronger than them." Oh, but what they did not know was that the valley was not God forsaken. Now, they didn't understand that God cannot be limited to one location. Now, they didn't realize that unlike their pagan gods, this one true and living God, Jehovah, is omnipresent. In other words, he's everywhere. He's on the mountaintop as well as the valley lows. That's why our focal verse 28 says, "And there came a man from God and spake unto the king of Israel, saying, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he's not God of the valleys, I will deliver then all of this great multitude, all of your enemies, into your hands, Ahab, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Oh, isn't it good to know, y'all? And isn't it truly a blessing to know that God can deceive your enemies? That God can deceive those who are out against you, even when they think they've got you hemmed in, that your back is against the wall, you're up against the ropes. God can step right in and make a way out of no way. And what he did for Joseph, he can do for you, and remind you that what the enemy meant for evil, he can turn it around for your good. Oh, I don't know about you, but that's a blessing. I hear God saying today that I'm not just God of the hills, but I'm also a God of the valley. I'm not just God when things are going good, but I'm also God when things are going bad. So I can work it out for your good. I'm not just God when you feel like you're sitting on top of the world, but I'm still God when you feel as if the world is sitting on top of you. I'm God of the valley, and I'm God of the hills. And the Lord is saying to somebody today, when you find yourself in a valley situation, because I'm right there with you, I don't care how strong the enemy might seem, I don't care how hard it might get, I don't care how outnumbered, overwhelmed, or overpowered by opposition you might feel, you will survive and can have victory in a valley situation. But let me show you how. Let me show you a few things you've got to do in order to really claim this victory. First of all, God is saying, you got to glorify me in it. That's what he's saying. While you're in this valley, you've got to glorify me in it. In the midst of the valley, you've got to make sure that you still find a reason to give God some praise and to glorify him anyhow. For you see, can I tell you that whatever you're going through, it's all in God's plan anyway. It's in his plan. It might not be his perfect will or his perfect plan. As he spoke to Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It might not be his perfect will making you go through what you're experiencing, but it could be his permissive will allowing it to happen so that he can prove to you and to the enemy who's really in control. You see, and I know y'all know this, Brooklyn, God does not produce all things, but he does permit all things to happen. He's sovereign. He has absolute authority. He's above all and beneath all. That's why the psalmist said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It's for this reason that God told that man of God to tell King Ahab that in essence, that all of this is going to happen so that you will know that I am the Lord. God is in complete control. In other words, I'm allowing all of this to take place so that I will get the glory in the end. You see, whatever we experience, God desires to get some glory out of it. He wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways and praise him in spite of it all, because he is our maker and our creator. Whether it's good or bad. If it's bad, then acknowledge that God is able to work it out for your good. If it's good, then acknowledge that God was working behind the scenes to use you or whoever else to bring it to pass. In other words, to God be the glory for all the things he has done. When you're in a valley situation, in other words, don't stop hoping. Don't stop trusting. Don't stop believing, but keep on praising the Lord. For I promise you, I'm a living witness. I can testify to this thing that he will move on your behalf and will work it out in your favor. That's why Pastor Jackson says all the time, and it is true, that faith plus faithfulness equals God's favor. If you keep the faith and you stay faithful, God's going to favor you. All I'm trying to tell you here, I hope y'all getting this message, because God is trying to just, he's trying to get all of the glory, but you've got to glorify him in the valley. Sometimes God has you in that situation so that you'll just come to know him more. Just so you'll stop thinking you can do everything on your own. Huh? Just so you'll stop taking all the credit for it and praising somebody else for what you have. Regardless of what you're going through, God says, give me the glory. All I'm trying to tell you is that you're in it so that God can get the glory from your story. And I know I don't have to tell you, but every child of God has a story to tell. And your story is intended to give God the glory. So even while in the valley, you got to glorify him in it. Glorify him in it. But then you need to also grow from it. I'm trying to help you get victory in this valley, y'all. You've got to grow from it. As I alluded to, you're in the valley for a reason. There are some major things to be gained in the valley. Please stay with me during this point. I promise it's going to bless your heart. Sometimes the valley can be so low that the only direction you can look is up. When there's no help in sight, there's no help to the left or to the right, you can't look back because you've already come too far, but you're still in a valley. How many know it's right then and there that God is saying, look up. Look up, get up, rise up, stand up. As a matter of fact, you might just need to grow up. I got you in that valley. I got you in that valley for a reason. so that you can grow up. Listen to me here. The valley has a way of growing your perspective. Growing your faith in God. Growing your understanding of God. Growing your knowledge of who God's will. The valley can grow your patience. I have a witness in here. It can grow your perspective. It can grow, most of all, your awareness of self. I tell people all the time that adversity introduces a man to himself. Adversity introduces a woman to herself. You don't really know who you really are and what you're capable of, or what you can really handle, or what you were made of or made for until you really start going through some adversity. Through some adversity. And sometimes, get this point, because it's in here, Reverend Jameson, God has to allow you to go through the same troubling and tempting situations until you really get the message and learn the lesson. Where do you see that in the text, Pastor Junior? I'm glad you asked. Look at it. In that 22nd verse, the text says, the prophet came to the king and told him to position his army because the king of Aram, their enemies, will attack you again next spring. And then verse 26, New International Version really clarifies it for us like this. Verse 26 then says, next spring, the Arameans went out to fight the Israelites. Okay, y'all missed that. I used to be a little slow too. I still have some slow moments. I'm going to help you here. Verse 21, it says, the man came, the prophet came to the king, told him to position his army because the king of Aram, the enemies, will attack you again next spring. And then verse 26 says, next spring, the Arameans went out to fight the Israelites. For a whole entire year, they thought God only worked in the hills. They thought he only worked in the hills. But now, this spring or next spring, he's about to grow their outlook. He's about to grow their perspective, grow their view of God, and show them how they can even have victory in the valley. They needed to face
the same type of adversity, just in a different location. And some of y'all think that because you're in a new relationship that you ain't gonna have no more problems. You think you're in a new relationship and you're not gonna face any adversity. Some of you think that because you're on a new job, you're not gonna have to deal with any more hateful and jealous co-workers. Just because you relocated to another city, you're not gonna have any more challenges, any more issues. No, God is saying, until you get the lesson, until you get the message, you're going to have to deal with the same adversity on the mountaintop and in the valleys. My God, today, because I'm just trying to grow you. I'm trying to make sure you grow from it. And there is not much more adversity you can encounter, y'all, than being in a valley situation where there's mountains on both sides. Either direction you look is an uphill climb, and you really just don't know what to do. But God is just growing you and showing you who He really is. Even in this valley situation, God is just working on you. He's working with you. He's working through you. And He's wanting to work for you, but look here, so that you can keep growing and giving Him glory. But look, here's the thing. You cannot become angry, anxious, and afraid in the valley. But you've got to know that through it all, you're just getting better. You're just getting stronger. You're just getting wiser. You're just getting bigger. You're just getting closer and closer to God. For look, not only did God grow their perspective, but then He grew their physical presence almost kind of in a figurative way as well. For verse 27 says, the children of Israel encamped before them like two little flocks of goats, while the Syrians filled the countryside. Did y'all see that in your Bibles? They performed like two little flocks of goats, while the Syrians, the enemies, filled the countryside. But some way, somehow, these few little Israelites defeated 100,000 enemy soldiers. All God did was remind them that just because they thought they were little, just because they thought they didn't have enough, that God could make them more, that God could give them enough and still give them the victory. He's just trying to grow you from your valley situation. And once He grows you, you can have that testimony that I thank God for my mountains. I thank Him for my valleys. I thank Him for the trials He brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I would not know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God can do. So through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to depend on God. Oh, church, I tell you, you can survive a valley situation if you glorify God in it, if you grow from it, and then third and finally, if you just get through it. Come on, come on, pray with me here. If you just get through it. The operative word here is through. Through. God will never place you in a valley to stay. But the objective is for you to get through it. Is God helping somebody today? You're glorifying Him. You're growing from your experience. And so all you have to do now is get through it. You're glorifying Him. You're growing from it so you can get through it. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You're not going to the valley, but you're going through the valley. Oh, praise his holy name. In this text, and I'm almost through, the children of Israel had no intentions of staying in the valley. They knew they would be at a disadvantage, or at least they thought they would, if they stayed there, according to conventional and traditional or military wisdom. So they were just going through the valley to the other side to prepare to do battle from the other hill. But when the Syrians saw that they were still in the valley, they made a spontaneous decision to attack them there, thinking that they would be much weaker. However, God did just as he promised. He gave his people victory and proved to the Syrians and to the Israelites, and hopefully to you and to me, again, that he's just as powerful in the bottom of a valley as he is on top of a hill. God bless your heart, Brooklyn. I'm through. And so it doesn't matter where you are. If you're God's child, and if you're on God's side, you will make it through. You didn't get into that situation to stay, but you got into it so you can get through it. For God's will, you see, won't lead you to something unless he's going to bring you through something. But you got to be determined and diligent enough to get on through that thing. Like the song said, don't just give up on God. Just don't give up on God. Because he will not give up on you. But how many know that when God's will is at work concerning you, he will see you through whatever is up against you? That's why he told Isaiah that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every word that rises against you, I shall condemn. It's all so that you can make it through, I tell you. It's no wonder why that other king of Israel, King David, as he looked back on his life and he thought about the Lord being his shepherd, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yeah, you see, though he was in a valley situation himself, he described it as a shadow of death. Yeah, I said he was in a literal valley. He described it as a shadow of death. And you see, for there to be a shadow of any kind, that means that some sort of light has to be shining down on some object. Do you hear what I'm saying today? And I believe David called it a shadow of death in that valley, because although he saw death all around him, he also saw a light. Oh, praise his name. And you see, when that light shined on him, he could then see a shadow. Yes, and as long as he saw that shadow, he knew that he was not alone, but some way, somehow, he would make it through the valley, because his shepherd was with him all of his life. So he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, praise his name. All I'm trying to tell you this morning, Brooklyn, is that wherever you are and whatever valley you're in, however low and lost you might feel, you're only going through it, and you can trust and believe that God is with you through it all. I believe that's why he also said to Isaiah in the 43rd chapter and the second verse of the book that bears his name, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon you, for I am the Lord thy God. Oh, praise his name. I need to ask you right now, do you know him? Do you know who he's talking about? Have you tried, my God? Won't he make a way somehow? Won't he step in and take you through whatever's going in your life? So I'll tell you today, be not dismayed, whatever be tired, for God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. How many believe that today? He's just taking you through it. You ought to join me right now in giving my God some glory. You ought to give him some praise. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what the enemy's trying to put you through. Doesn't matter what you're up against. You got to praise God in it and glorify him through it. Oh, praise his name. Somebody ought to testify today. When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, and all he's brought me through, and all the ways he's made, when I think of his goodness, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for covering me. Thank God for protecting me. Thank God for loving me. Thank God for looking out for me when I couldn't look out for myself. You ought to think about your life. See where the Lord has brought you from. And don't just say it as a cliche. Don't just say it to be cute. Don't just say it because you remember it. But truly say to God, oh, praise his holy name. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Give my God some glory. Give him some praise today. Give him the honor today. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Shout yes. Yes. Oh, yes. You might be in a valley right now, but glorify him. Grow from it and get through it. And when you come out, when you're delivered, when he makes a way, don't you go back. Don't you turn around, but keep on going. Keep on pressing. Keep on striving. Keep on climbing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes. You ought to tell your neighbor right now, if you've been through something. I don't usually do this, but tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, neighbor, I've been in a valley someday, but I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. If you're a survivor, shout yes. 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 Oh. I'm a survivor. Yes. 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 Won't it make a way? Won't it bring you out? Won't it do it for you? I need to ask you a question, because some of y'all still look unconvinced. Won't he do it for you? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes! 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 Ah! He will! thinking about how he's grown me. I'm just thinking about his glory. Give it to him. It's all about him. It's all about the Lord. Yeah. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Come on, Brooklyn. Come on, Brooklyn. Praise my God. Glorify my God. Worship the Lord in here. I know you're in a valley. Some of you might be out the valley, but you didn't get out the valley on your own. If you can say, when I look back over my life, you ought to be able to testify, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? I'd still be in the valley. I'd still be in the jailhouse. I'd still be on the hospital bed. I'd still be out and running crazy if it had not been. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. You're a survivor today. You're a survivor today. I don't care what the enemy has tried to do. You are a survivor. You made it through. You made it through. Through COVID, through chaos, through catastrophe, through tragedy, through trouble, through turmoil, you made it through. Enemy attacks, weapons thrown your way, people talking about you, lying on you, you made it through. How many can testify, I'm still here? I'm still here. And it wasn't by me. Wasn't because of anything I did, but it's because I serve an awesome God. I serve an awesome God who can give me victory in a valley situation so that I can come out shouting, I'm a survivor. I'm going to glorify him in it. I'm sorry it took me a little longer to tell y'all that. I'm going to grow from it, but most of all, I'm going to get through it. Tell your neighbor, you ain't in it to stay. Come on, tell somebody, you're not in it to stay. Whatever it is, you're getting through it. So keep on going. And know that God is an awesome God. He's a protector. He's a healer. He's a miracle worker. Come on, somebody knows that. He's a sin forgiver. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's awesome, awesome. How many know he'll move your mountains? Keep me in my valleys. Hide me from the rain. The door of the church is open. Stand to your feet if you're able.
Strength where I feel weak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, sing that again.
My God is awesome.
Move mountains. Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Cover me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Yes. Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Glory, hallelujah.
Use me when I'm broken.
That's somebody's testimony today. Forever he will reign. Glory, hallelujah. Awesome.
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 Awesome. My God is awesome.
Come on, if you really believe it.
Awesome.
Don't ever be ashamed or afraid to let somebody know it.
Awesome.
That you serve an awesome God.
Awesome.
I told him sometimes you're in that valley. So that you can just come to really know how awesome, how accessible, and how available, how able God really is. And he's got you there for a reason. But know that there's a blessing and there's a lesson in it. Just receive it. Respond to it. And get on through it. Get on through it. There may be one who wants to give their life today. There may be one who wants to receive Christ and accept him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. We receive you on today. There may be one out in social media land who wants to let the Lord come in and save their life, to change, save their soul and change their life forever. How many know when he comes in, he does that? He's a difference maker. If that is your desire, just let it be known. Reach out to those, to that number. Call that number, 744-7941, that number on the screen. Let us know who you are. Our prayer lines are open as well. Those of you who desire prayer, our intercessory prayer line, give them a call if you need some prayer. One thing about being in a valley as well, as I said, you're growing from it. Sometimes all you can do is look up. It'll improve your prayer life. You come to understand how the power in prayer, what it means to talk to God. You don't have to have all your I's dotted, all your T's crossed, and everything enunciated and pronunciated the right way, but just have a conversation with God. Well, we have an intercessory prayer ministry here who will stand in the gap for you, who will intercede for you. So if you need prayer, call that number on the screen as well. Y'all, God is good. God is good. I know we can try to come up with all kind of adjectives to explain him, to describe him, but when it all boils down to the fact that he's good. And because he's good, I say this all the time, it makes a lot of sense, I think, doesn't matter what you're going through or how bad it is, whatever you're going through, doesn't matter how bad it is, as long as a good God is working on your bad situation, it's going to work out for your good if you keep loving him. How many love him today? How many trust him? How many truly believe him? Let me tell you, you're called according to his purpose. And his perfect purpose is that you prosper, that you be in good health, that you have a future. Amen? Praise his holy name. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Let us go to God. And let that message just kind of marinate in our spirit as we remember those instructions from God while in a valley. Glorify him in it, grow from it, and get through it. Let's go to God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come now, God, with that message on our mind, the spirit of your word in our hearts, and with praise on our lips. Regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what or who is against us, we thank you, God, that if you be for us, nothing can be against us. We thank you, God, that we'll never be separated from your love. We thank you, God, that as you said in your word, vengeance belongs to you and you will repay, and greater are you than that's in us than he that's in the world. Thank you for being an all-powerful, omnipotent God, and omnipresent God. You're everywhere at the same time, and omniscient God. You know everything, God. We thank you for that right now. And as we think about that message, God, and we find ourselves in a valley situation, or some may be headed to a valley situation, or straight or fresh out of one, God, we thank you for the message in the message. Thank you for growing us, God. Thank you for getting us through it. Thank you for leading and guiding us, God. And God, we don't take any credit for it for ourselves, but we want to give you all of the glory. For we realize, God, that it's only because of you. It's only because of your grace, your mercy, that we have what we have, that we do what we do, that we are where we are. Thank you, God, for that right now. And God, if there's one among us doesn't know you, doesn't have a relationship with you, speak to their spirit, God. Touch their heart. Come into their life and save their soul as only you can, Lord. And we'll give you the praises. There may be some sick among us, those who are shut in, God. Be with them right now. Cover them, Lord. Heal and deliver God as you have done for so many others. For we know, God, if you did it for somebody else, you can do it for them too. For you're the same God then, same God now. You did it then, you can do it again. We praise you right now, God. Hear this, our prayer, Lord, from the bottom of our heart and the sincerity of our spirits. And let your will be done. And we'll give you all the praises, the glory, and the honor. It's in that name that's above every name, Jesus the Christ. Now we pray and count it all joy. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give God some praise today. Let's prepare to be dismissed.
Our God is awesome.
Like he knows what it is to survive a battle situation.
Oh, yes.
And it has truly blessed our heart today. Glorify God in it. Grow from it and get through it. Praise his holy name. Reverend Dr. Reginald Flynn and your wonderful wife from the Moss Avenue Baptist Church, Flint, Michigan. Weren't you glad you were here to hear that word today, man? Because you know something about valley experiences. And look how God has brought you. Reverend Chevelle, you know something about valley experiences and how you can survive it. Reverend Dr. H. Elaine Joyner, you know something about valley experiences and how God can enable you to survive it. Praise his holy name. Now, you didn't know you were doing this, but you set me up for the sermon I'm going to preach on next Sunday, From Patmos to Promise. Now, God has chosen the older because of some measure of wisdom, and he has chosen the younger because of some measure of strength and energy. Now, you ain't going to get that kind of strength and energy, but you'll get some wisdom from me next Sunday. Let's receive the blessing of the benediction. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace and prosperity now and always. If anyone wants to... Thank you.